From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The top U.S. diplomat says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Russian and American monitors are meeting in both Geneva and Amman Saturday to try to figure out how to reduce the violence in Syria. Syria's main opposition said it will attend the peace talks in Geneva. Salam al-Muslat is the spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
We welcome the effort being made by the Special Envoy Stephen de Mistura. The place to achieve relief for our people is in Geneva, where we can put pressure on the regime to comply.
Meantime, people in Syria are coming out of their homes more since the truce began. But the U.S. State Department warned the regime of Bashar al-Assad continues to carry out attacks. The United States and South Korea began a series of annual joint military exercises Saturday after days of threats by North Korea that it will retaliate if the war games turn into an attack, threats generally made each year. The annual U.S. and South Korean exercises last 8 weeks and are meticulously planned. Saturday's activities began with U.S. and South Korean troops in assault vehicles storming a beach on South Korea's east coast. South Korea's defense ministry is calling the exercises the largest scale ever, with 300,000 South Korean and at least 17,000 U.S. troops participating. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump canceled a rally in a Chicago arena Friday night after thousands of protesters converged on the venue and clashed with Trump supporters. Ahead of Trump's expected speech, scores of protesters entered the arena at the University of Illinois in Chicago, and the scene grew rowdy as crowds shouted pro- and anti-Trump slogans that included obscenities. Trump released a statement announcing the rally will be postponed. He urged everyone to go in peace and said he does not want to see anyone hurt. The Afghan Air Force will not reach necessary strength levels until 2020, according to a top U.S. general. General John Campbell, who ended his command of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan last week, told reporters Friday some aircraft procured for the force would not arrive in Afghanistan until 2018. The force would then need an additional 2 to 3 years to train the pilots needed for the new aircraft, according to the general. Afghan aviation capability saw significant progress in the 18 months in which the general led international forces there, although General Campbell said the United States started way too late developing the nation's air force. The UN Security Council is backing the Secretary General's call to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people they're sent to protect. The Council adopted a U.S. draft resolution on the issue Friday. Samantha Power is the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.
The resolution underscores that peacekeepers found guilty, those found guilty of committing SEA, do not deserve to serve in UN peacekeeping missions, sending a clear message to troop and police contributing countries who fail to take action to prevent or punish credible allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, as well as to all member states and to UN bodies to ensure that these investigations are carried out thoroughly, promptly, and impartially.
In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. The Arab League has formally labeled Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group as a terrorist organization. The move was made Friday at a meeting of the group's foreign ministers in Cairo. The measure, approved by a majority of the Arab League ministers, except those from Lebanon and Iraq, reflects the fraying ties between Shiite Iran and the Sunni-dominated Gulf Cooperation Council. The motion comes less than 2 weeks after Saudi Arabia decided to withhold $4 billion of military support to Lebanon's government. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.